Welcome to the Election 2007 podcast interviews. In this podcast series, candidates in the May 2007 polls tell you what they think about the various issues and problems facing the country. No sound bites, just complete answers to pressing questions so you can make an informed choice in May.
Welcome to the Election 2007 podcast. Our guest is Professor Danton Remoto. Remoto teaches English at the Ateneo de Manila University and is running for senator as an independent. Good evening, Danton.
Good evening, everybody.
Our first question is from Inquirer.net reporter Joel Ginto, who covers the defense beat.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Why are you running for the Senate?
I'm supposed to run for party list, ang ladlad, but the COMELEC has not yet given us accreditation. So, along with other maybe anti-GMA party list groups, so I decided to run for the Senate so the LGBT advocacy won't be snowed under by all this noise in the forthcoming elections. So it's like a pilot test to see the strength of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender group and also the education sector because I've been teaching for, 20 years.
Sir, what do you think are your qualifications to make it to the Senate?
I've been teaching for 20 years, so my advocacy, number one, is education. If you've been around the country, you will see how dismal the public school system is because the children drop out of school when they reach grade 4. So what I plan to do is to have... They drop out because they don't have money. They don't have money to buy food. So we can have a nutrition program for them, a feeding program for the children in the elementary school, and then more books, textbooks that whose pages are not balibali. Because what we have is a monopoly of publication of textbooks. So we have to break that monopoly. I have a degree in publishing from Scotland. And I work in Ateneo for 15 years as a publisher. So we can go around that system of monopoly. Number three, we need more classrooms with roofs. Because the problem is many classrooms are built but they have no roof. Or they have no chairs. They have no blackboard. Everything is substandard. Not everything. In many cases. So we need an oversight committee to make sure that all the classrooms have roofs or chalk. Number four, we need to upgrade our teacher training because in the 1960s our schools were the best in Asia, but now you look at it now, they're really in a very bad state because of teacher training. We need teacher training. And the number five, we need more scholarships for CHED, Commission on Higher Education, to give more scholarships to teachers in college so they can have MA degrees. That's education. The other is human rights anti-discrimination bill, which has been there in Congress and the Senate for 9 years, no? So we're fighting for equal rights, not special rights. And also, aside from the LGBT, we have so many laws for children. The weakest links in society are children, the physically disabled, women, and elderly. We have so many laws for these people, but we need an oversight committee, maybe an oversight committee of one, who can make sure that these laws are implemented. So, number one, education, because I've been teaching. Many candidates are saying for education, but they don't know a lot about education. No? They just want to give toothbrush to poor children. No? I mean, you cannot give toothbrush to poor children. They don't have teeth, no? They're toothless. They have dental caries. If you've been to the slums, you will see how terrible the situation is. And then many people are saying for human rights, yeah, but what have you done for equal rights for everybody, you know, aside from paying lip service to this? So you've been doing this for 20 years. So as our friend Sylvia said, this is a symbolic candidacy that if we don't make it in 2007, there's 2010, no? Many of us are young, not many. Some of us are young candidates here, no? So in 2010, we can run again if we lose this year, no?
Sir, if elected, how will you define your term? How do you want to be remembered?
I want to be remembered because I'm a child. My parents were teachers. My grandparents were teachers in the public schools. My parents were teachers. I want to be remembered as somebody who helped improve the public school system in the Philippines, primarily. Because if you've been to the poor schools all over the Philippines, it's so heartbreaking. Children walk for miles and miles and they don't have money, they don't have food, but they still go to school because they want to learn. So we can help them by feeding them, giving them programs to feed them, giving them books and good teachers and classrooms with chalk and books. Number 2, the passage of the Anti-Discrimination Bill for Lesbians and Gays, Bisexuals, Transgenders. Like, I mean, Makati now, many of our members, like one lesbian took an exam here, she passed. During the interview, she was seen as this butch lesbian with short hair and big body. So she was asked by the personnel here, are you a practicing lesbian? And she said, no, I'm no longer practicing. I'm already good at it. So she wasn't hired. She's from UP. She has an MA degree. Another of our member from Ateneo, MA Sociology, transgender, so she has female body parts. She took the exam call center. She passed it. And then she was told, we cannot hire you because you have breasts. So she said, but my breasts won't do the talking for me, diba? So that's the problem here, no? We have discrimination. One Catholic school in Manila would ask the parents to sign a masculinity pink form that their son is not homosexual, will never be. I mean, how can you tell that your son won't be gay, no? He'll fall in love maybe when he's 50. So this situation is all of these things in the workplace, in schools, they have to be changed. Like, this entertainer was kicked out of a bar. We filed a case, we might win the case. Sabi sa kanya, we cannot accept your money because of who you are. So what is the color of the gay's man? Is it pink? So he was already eating and he was asked to leave. In the provinces, mas malala, no? Lesbians are sometimes, their fathers ask some men to rape them to cure them of their lesbianism. These are all documented cases. We have all these cases in our group Ladlad. We have to change that because the human rights component of the LGBT movement has to be improved. No? The Bill of Rights says everybody is equal, but we are citizens also and taxpayers. And we are 4.35 million voters, 10% of 43.5 million. That's a swing vote in a tightly contested election like this.
Sir, you mentioned about discrimination. What are your thoughts on gays entering the military?
It's like this. In the Philippine National Police, the revised police code of 1998 forbids discrimination in hiring and firing. Because what happened, Orly Mercado was the Secretary of National Defense. His assistant was a member of our group. So we helped rewrite the bill. We gave it to Orly Mercado and gave it to President Estrada, who signed it, no? I hope he read it. But anyway, he signed it. So it's now a law. The military is problematic because there's no laws of gays in the military. They've been there, no? I grew up in a military base in Pampanga, Basa Air Base, no? Julius Caesar, all this military, Alexander, all these macho guys, no? Diba? Julius Caesar was every man's soldier and every man's wife, no? So this issue of homosexuality is an old issue that has been there for centuries in the military. Philippine military is not yet. The law is absent.
Hi sir, I am Myla Asher. I am assigned to cover the House of Representatives and the opposition ticket. So you are running against Villar, Legarda. So what do you think are your chances of winning?
Oh, it's like snowball's chance in hell. Hell here of course refers to Philippine politics, no? But we're running, no? Well, because if you do some numbers crunching, 43.5 million voters in 2004, 10% must be LGBT. That's 4.35 million. And I come from Bicol. Bicol is the only ethnic vote in the whole country. None, no solid North, no Ilocano vote. And they all registered, no? By the way, no? I checked. Many of them. So among them, like I've been talking to them, they'll vote though for Manoy Joker Arroyo, for Sunny Trillanes, for Manoy Greg Hunasan, for Manay Sonia, and Cheese, no? And Mint. Animia, para yang bibingka, no? They will divide it into 6 pieces. And that's a solid vote, no? 2 million Bicolanos in the Bicol region, 2.5 all over the Philippines and abroad. I'm not saying I'll get all of that, but we'll get some of that. Like when I went to Bicol, my relatives are either NPAs or priests. I'm just being honest with you. If you're from Albay, no? It's either NPAs or priests. I'm from Owas Albay, no? So the priest said, okay, we'll campaign for you, but don't put the same-sex marriage in your... Of course it's not there, no? And then they don't want reproductive health, no? Which is abortion for them. So you just put their women's health. So because in politics, you have to use all these euphemisms to please everybody, no? And then the youth vote, which as we were saying earlier, not all the young people registered because they did not know, no? They're maybe too busy in Starbucks drinking coffee. They did not register, no? So the youth vote is there, but it's fragmented, no? So I really don't know my chances. Manny Villar is the only one with money, eh? I mean, it's the only one here with money. No? The rest are all struggling for, like, I get small amount, like 10,000 a week, no? People give me 10,000, 12,000, which pays for tarpaulin and streamers and photocopying and risograph, you know? So we're asking the Gokong ways to give us discounts in the plane fare. My students who own hotels in the south are giving me discounts or free accommodations, no? Somebody paid for my uniform, somebody bought me shoes, no? My yaya sold her carabao, gave me 20,000. So, I don't want to accept her money, but I told her, that's your money. He said, meron pa naman akong isang kalabaw, she said, no? I mean, you know, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, given that middle resources, how do you run so far your campaign?
Because when they say 100 million, 70% of that is media-driven, which means they have advertisements. But if you go around, if you talk to the poor people, you know what they say? Ang ganda ng ads, no? But do we really believe them? Because what's happening in 2007 is like in 1986. The people have, something happened, maybe because of, maybe Mays Arroyo. Something happened that the people are now more awake, more open. Like, I was in Ateneo Law School. The rich people have set up a democracy fund, no? That will train lawyers and other people to do poll watching, no? So magbabantero talaga sila ng boto. It's run by Ateneo Law School. They will get law students, lawyers, volunteers all over the Philippines to run this. No? So maybe there'll be a more clean elections this time, no? So the chances, I do not know. We did some numbers crunching. I'll get at least 2 million votes solid. If I'm lucky, I'll get 4. If I'm super lucky, I'll get 6. To win, you need 8. So if 4 million people vote for me, that's 4 million votes that were honest. No, that were not bought.
But really, you think gays and lesbians are now accepted in the Philippines?
In certain professions. Like, people ask me, like Inquirer, you always ask me, are there gay politicians? Only God knows. Maybe there are, no, but they don't want to come out. So it's even difficult to get money from them. No, they don't answer our letters. No, we get money from the beauty parlors, from the Chinese businessmen, Filipino-Chinese. No, discrimination is still there, but I think it's lesser now, no, in the last 20 years. No, there are now gays on television, newspapers, in magazines, on films, no? But the portrayal has to be improved. Pero it has changed. No?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Magandang gabi. Ako si Lira Fernandez.
Magandang gabi, Lira.
Nagko-cover ako ng Malacanang.
Ah, okay.
Nabanggit mo kanina wala doon sa parang platform mo yung same-sex marriage. Bakit?
Kasi ako, English teacher ako. Bawat ginagawa ko, meron pa akong methods of research. Nag-research muna kami. Nag-survey kami, focus group discussion. Matatalo kami pag pinilit namin yung domestic partnership. Number one, hindi pa nga nakakapag-aral yung mga bata sa Catholic schools. Bakit na sila magpapakasal? Hindi pa sila nakakapag-aral. Number two, hindi pa sila nakakapagtrabaho sa Makati. Paano sila magpapakasal? No? Tsaka number three, in the Philippine context, marriage is always problematic. As my straight friends would put it, we are so busy trying to leave our husbands and wives. Why do you want to get married? No? So, I think that's a problematic. So, we're not advocating same-sex marriage or domestic partnership in this campaign. No.
But personally, you believe in that?
Oh yes, personally, I believe in that. But you know what I learned in this, what is this, new life? In this new life? Is to weigh all things and sometimes to let your person. It's like, that's why I keep on watching the movie Elizabeth, no? Yung si Kate Blanchett, no? I keep on watching that movie because I identify with that woman, no? Yung sometimes your feelings, you have to bury them because this is what, not the party, this is what many of the people in your country would want. We will lose if we campaign for a same-sex marriage or domestic partnership, that will divide the country further, no? That's why we filed last September. CBCP said they like the human rights aspect of our campaign because there's no same-sex marriage provision. It is not politically astute for us to campaign for that at this point.
As far as you know, are you the first gay running for the Senate?
Ah, the one who's out, yes. Di ba si Lauren Bading, our friend?
In case you win and you get to the session hall, sino yung gusto mong katabi and how will you initiate a conversation?
Sino ba mananalo dyan? I don't know. The one I've talked to. Well, the ones who are fighting for the anti-discrimination bill are Jinggoy and Bong. No, we talk. Actually, we have a session. We have a meeting with them next week. I will tell Jinggoy and Bong to, oh, hey, you guys, you get your act together because I'm here. Tatlo na tayo. We will push for the bill. No. So, Bong is committed to fighting for the bill and Jinggoy also, but Jinggoy is so busy with many things. So, I want to talk to those two gentlemen and help me push that anti-discrimination bill. Kasi they've been helping us in the past year and a half.
How about if it's Ping Lacson?
Well, Ping Lacson's sons were our students. I really don't know him personally. I'll just tell him, what will I tell him? Good morning.
You've talked of a solid Bicol vote and do you really believe there's a gay vote?
It's like this, no? There were informal surveys last year about the party list and these surveys are informal, no? I cannot quote them because they're informal. But we were surprised by the results, no? Like, we're very strong in the urban areas, no? Central Luzon, National Capital Region, Southern Luzon, Central Visayas, Southern Mindanao. We were not known in the rural areas. But in the urban centers where there are colleges, universities, and where there are... Kasi young people, they come out in the urban areas and where they study. No? We're strong, plus Baguio, we're strong in these urban areas. So when the survey was done, we don't have money, and we don't have a lot of money. But we were surprised by the strength of the party list group. No? Surveys have shown we're good for like between 1.2 to 1.8 million votes without even campaigning. That was last year. No? And I think there's a pink peso and a pink vote now because even the marketing campaigns this year, one niche market is the pink peso. No? Because after the gays have paid for their rent, gave money to their parents, they will buy clothes, no? They will buy books, they will go to parties. So that's a source of disposable income. And some of them are helping us in non-monetary terms. So I think there is now a gay vote. You know, in the internet, I get all these letters from gays in Saudi Arabia, gays in US, Canada, sending $100 to... Yung sa Saudi, I cannot forget. That's why this guy is like working in the heat of the desert. He said, in Tagalog, Mr. Remoto, ipadadala ko $100 na inipon ko. Parang I don't want to accept. But I have to, you know, it's people like that, no? Yung... That's hard-earned money from this poor fellow. And I told him, no, you keep it na. Sabi niya, kahit maliit yan. Sabagay, limang tarpaulin din yan. Sabi ko sa kanya, no? So, I mean, that's why, you know, I don't really want this, to be honest with you. But when people do this, like, they sell their carabaos or they send me money for their families, parang maybe we have to run, no? Just to pilot test the strength of this vote. Hello.
Good evening. I'm Veronica Uy.
Hi, Veronica.
Hello. Will you push for constitutional reforms in your first 3 years in office when elected?
If you're talking about Chacha, yes, because our constitution, which was done in 1986 by the commission, many things have changed. The one thing I hope can be changed is the, and this is a controversial issue, I think it's too protectionist. No, it's too, things have changed in the global economy. We have to open it up a bit with strict controls. No? This is very controversial, like the mining law. No, yung all this, the national patrimony is there, it has to be protected, but to be honest, we don't have money. No, we don't have internally generated income, we don't have investments, there's nothing, no? So unless we get the 10 billion that the Marcos has allegedly stole, no? We don't have money for... Like in the 1950s, no? The South Korean president went to Germany and begged for funds to start, to jumpstart their economic program. We need that amount, that big amount of money to do it, no? So maybe we can open up a bit with strict controls. I mean, there's an oversight committee. For example, there's a mining project in Camarines. There's an oversight committee with legal powers composed of the parish priest, the women's group. The women's group has to be there, no? Because the women, they think of their children, eh? The women's group, the parish priest, maybe the PTA, no? You should involve the people in that. Wala nang politician. More of this po. Pag na kami.
In what mood? What mood do you want the constitution?
The mood should be a constitutional convention that's elected by the people, no? They always say it's costly, it's expensive, but that's always better than picking several people who think like you, no? And push for some agenda. It's always better to have an election for constitutional convention delegates.
But it's only revision.
Okay. Ano bang difference? No, no?
Revised mas malaki at.
Okay. The only ones that, as of now, I think should be changed are the protectionist provisions, no?
The economic
provisions.
What about the VFA?
VFA, okay. VFA, I'll tell you. When I was in the Senate in September 1990 with many people when they were counting the votes for the Senate, in the pouring rain, we were cheering and cheering when the Americans were finally kicked out after almost 100 years in the Philippines. So when they came back under Mihis Arroyo's term, you know, I was almost crying when I saw those boots no landing. But visiting forest agreement, I am for it. But when they come here, they will build roads and bridges. Like what they're doing now.
No war games.
No war games, no. Period. Because when they bring all this material, all these guns, and it's just making money for them, no? It's really income for them, more money for them. They bring engineering corps who build roads and bridges. In that way, they make up for all the buildings they destroyed in Intramuros in 1945, no? In short, they have to rebuild all these roads, bridges. Because we have to accept the fact that in Mindanao, with all due respect, respect to our congressmen in Mindanao. Have you been to Mindanao? There are so many. There's a bridge that's only one lane, no? I mean, how can you cross that bridge? You have to wait and wait. We need more infrastructure, especially in Mindanao. Like, Cotabato is a very rich region that can be the rice bowl of the Philippines. That place is surrounded by mountains. There's no typhoon there. The land is very rich. It can supply rice to the Philippines and the rest of Southeast Asia. But what are we doing? There's no infrastructure. The rice is just there in the valley, no? It's not going out anywhere because the roads are not working. So maybe the VFA, yes, very limited sense in terms of building roads and bridges. No guns, no ammunitions, no war games, no. And when any of them attempts to rape a Filipina, they should all just be charged and rot in hell, no? No spiriting away in the dead of night.
What made you decide to join politics? And what will make you leave it?
You know, it's like this. In 1998, I'm being honest with you, the first party list elections, four Makati businessmen went to me with 500,000 pesos in checks. That's 2 million, right? In my name. Mr. Remoto, you run. I said, what? Run for what? Party list. I said, no, I don't want this. We're not ready. There's no organization. There are no chapters. Nothing, no? So, I returned the money. Sabi nga ng mga bakla, siyempre, it's in my name. Kinuha ko lang daw sana. I went to the US na. No? I have 2 million na, no? So, I returned the four checks, no? 2001, they asked me to run. I said, no. Okay, when there's an election, I always leave the country. So in 2001, I went to the US to study Fulbright. In 2004, I work in Singapore kasi election. In 2007, I was supposed to study in England. But the young people talk to me. The young people. Kasi when young people talk to you, they don't want anything. The young people said, you run, we'll set up the website, the podcast, the blog, the chat, the Yahoo group. These are things I do not know. No? They explained to me what these things mean. And they said, you're the only one. Because when the LGBTs have meetings, I'm like the MC, no? Because when the left is here and the lesbians are there and everybody is like pulling each other's hair. So I'm like Cory Aquino, no? With my Catholic upbringing, no? Telling people to calm down, brothers and sisters, calm down. So they said I'm the only one who can do it. But I'm running especially for these young people who talk to me. Because without them, I will not even think of running. Because like what I miss now is the chance. I haven't read a book in like 3 months, no? Or the last movie I saw was The Devil Wears Prada. When was that? 4 months ago, no? You lose your time and space for reading and writing. Eh? But what will make me leave? I really do not know. Because if I lose in 2007, I'll run again in 2010. No?
What's your take on the spate of political and journalist killings?
Ang Ladlad, we issued, Ang Ladlad is our national organization. We issued a statement, today is February, right? We issued a statement last September, published in the Inquirer, condemning this spate of political killings.
How do you plan to address this problem?
Well, number one, the most important thing is people should know what's really contained in the Mello report. And then what's happening now is the government, I think, is very concerned that the United Nations representatives are here and taking stock of what happened here. So what is important is because for me, information is always important. The people should know what is in that report, number one. Number two, they should pursue, whether it's the so-called communists or the military, they should pursue the people who did this. No? There's now a court allowed by the Supreme Court to do this. But that should be done more in action than in words. Our problem in the Philippines, we really are great talkers, but we're kind of slow, no? We need more people with political will. We need good lawyers. We need good prosecutors, no? Who will make sure that these, whether soldiers or alleged communists, that they go to jail for what they've done.
What can you offer that the other candidates cannot?
I've been teaching for 20 years in Ateneo, and not just Ateneo, I've done teacher training in the public schools. I've gone to many schools all over the Philippines, no? For free, we don't get paid for this. As I said, I studied in both private and public schools in the Philippines. No? Number two, I still am a journalist. I go around and talk to many people. There is, I sense, as an undercurrent of protest in this election. No? If you go around the poor areas, they tear down the posters of some people, no? Some candidates, no? In the administration, I think. Talagang they really tear them down. I'm not making this up. You go around the slum areas, talagang pinupunit nila yung muhing-muhi sila. No? I don't know. Maybe there's something going on here. I ask them, bakit yung ginagawa? And number one is the IVAT. The IVAT, the 12 per se, really destroyed, no? Whatever this little disposable income the poor have. Number two, it's the alleged cheating in the elections. Kasi ang Pinoy, pag dinaya mo yan, niloko mo yan, tapos parang hindi ka paaamin, the Filipinos don't forget this, yung naluloko. So the IVAT and the alleged cheating are the causes of a protest movement that will be seen in the elections. You saw the Pulse Asia surveys, no? Pepe Miranda is generally correct, I think. in his analysis.
My last question is, do you think the Philippines is ready for an openly gay senator?
I think so too. Because when people see me, like I was having our, ano, our pantatak made, sabi ng mama, eh, saan parlor ka naman, anak, nagtatrabaho? Ay, hindi ako ano, no, sa parlor. Sabi ko, teacher ho ako ng English. Ah, ganyan, ganyan. Then you explain. Afterward, they listen, no? Because times have changed in this, you know, the Philippines, you go around the Philippines, you see all these gay people and lesbians, no, everywhere, no? Like, if the gay people leave education, the Philippine educational system will just collapse, no? I think, no? Because there are many gay and lesbian people in the service sectors, in nursing, in medicine, in education, aside from show business, some in the armed forces, some in the police sector, no? We are here, there, and everywhere.
Thank you. Hi, good evening, Danton. I'm Thea Alberto.
Hi, Thea.
Something light. What is your unique campaign strategy? Do you have any? I mean, do you wear, you know?
No, we're going to... Yeah, I wear pink, but somebody is imitating me right now. So he's a second-rate, trying-hard copycat.
Okay. How about... What do you give away? Like, they have... unique posters.
What we're doing now is for the past 2 weeks we're going to the parlors. So we started with Quezon City, Anonas, Camias, and Kamuning parlors and dress shops. Those three streets alone, they have like 143, you know. So one parlor or dress shop has three workers, one worker feeds 5 voters. So yun ang demographics niyan, ano. And if there are 1,750 municipalities, you have around 20 to 30 parlors in every town. No? Mm-hmm. And these beauty parlor workers are the ones who they earn the livelihood for the family. And as we said earlier, the ones who earn the gold in the house, his rule is followed. No? So we're starting with that. And of course, the campuses. We have been to La Salle, we've been to UP, we have been to Ateneo Law School. No? We're going around. Dari kana days, they just go around the schools and then they shake hands. No, I think that's superficial. We go there, we talk, and then the students ask us questions. Like in the Ateneo Law School, meron pa yung 10 minutes, no? You have to answer these questions, no? From, oh my God, from the mining law to the Melo Commission report and everything. Parang IQ test, no? I like that. I think all candidates should go through that.
How is it so far, the campaign? I mean, are you getting positive feedback?
Yeah, I also got sick. 2 days ago, I had no more voice. No, in my email, so many people are not giving a lot of cash, but they're giving, as I said, clothes and shoes, and you know, it's very positive because you know what they said, and I'm not making this up, I don't have a spin doctor, you know what they said, finally we can elect for somebody, we can vote for somebody, we can have one or two more names, no? They said, because if you have to be honest about it, when you look at the names and faces in both parties, it's hard to distinguish which is which, no? And what I tell the people is to look at the track record. Everybody will say they love their country, no? Yeah, but what have you done to your country in the last 20 years or 30 years? Look at the record during the Marcos regime. Look at the record of votation or election. The record in Congress or Senate. Look at what they've done for their districts, no? So you check the record of the people running. Do they have the aptitude, the skills, the education? Because Senate and Congress, these are bodies where you craft laws, no? You have to know not just your country's history. Especially in the Senate, you have to know world history, international relations, no? It's very important, especially now you have to know China, India, and Southeast Asia. These are the flashpoints, the important things you have to know when you craft laws in the 21st century, because it's the Asia-Pacific century. With all due respect to my friends Cesar and Richard, I don't know how they can manage this, no? Because it's really difficult, no? It's really hard. If you've been to other countries, their senators, like in Thailand, I was in Thailand a few months ago, their senators are really justices of the Supreme Court and academics and lawyers and teachers, because it's not one position that you aspire for because you are cute, no? It's one position to aspire for because you want to go there and engage in not useless debate, but engage in, because Congress and Senate are debating societies, you are there not to prove that you are more intelligent. You are there because you want to show the people you're talking to that, hey, this idea, globalization, it has different aspects and faces and facets. Like a diamond, you turn it around and around. Hindi pwede yan kasi yan ay imperialism. Hindi pwede yan because you're selling your country down the drain. Look at it in terms of different aspects. What does it mean? What does cultural globalization, economic globalization, political globalization. You have to turn it around and around and around. And you need, I think, people in Congress who are not afraid to read books, not just executive summaries from their speech writers, but books. No, I've been reading so many books about globalization the past 2 years and Philippine history and world and current affairs. No, not to sound boastful, but you know, because I'm 43 years old. When I was very young, the Senate was filled with people like I heard in the 60s, like Taniada and Jokno and Nire Aquino was there, and Congressman Sumulong and Arturo Tolentino. I mean, I was in grade school. These were the senators then. No? So I miss those days when you have senators who could talk about issues from different points of view, and the debate is enriched by their different points of view. That's what I think the Senate should have. You know?
Sir, will you push for issues that, for religious reasons, are being opposed by the Catholic Church, like reproductive health, the use of condoms to prevent HIV or AIDS infection?
Okay, reproductive health. In LADLAD, our National Lesbian and Gay Organization, we do not have RH because my uncles, who are priests in Bicol, the ones who are not NPAs are priests, right? They told me to, iho, you know, you have to go slow with that because that's abortion. No? But I think in the end, we have to consider reproductive health and population management. Why? Okay. We have a population growth rate of 2.1%. Of course, the Catholic Church is 1.9. Whether it's 1.9, 2.1, 2.4, that's a lot of people, no? That's almost 2 million people every year. How will you feed them, clothe them, educate them, no? So that's a lot of people. By the year 2040, there will be like 200 million Filipinos. How will you feed them? That's 33 years from now. How will you feed them, clothe them, educate them? I'm a Catholic and I believe in many of the tenets of the Catholic Church, but in this issue, I think we have to. Thailand has a 0.6% population growth rate. And even if we have, like last year, we're supposed to have a 5.7% GNP, that is always undercut by a 2.4% population growth rate. That's always undercut. It's very simple. The more people you have, if you go to our health centers, there are doctors, but there are no medicines. If you go to the public schools, there are schools, but there are no books. This is the situation. In we have 79 provinces, this is a situation maybe around 60 out of 79 provinces in 90% of the provinces. So how can you say that? Because traditionally, the more people you have, the more children you have, the more children, the more workers in the fields, the more workers in the farm, the more workers, the more fishermen helping, you know, your children. But that's no longer possible now. Everybody is leaving, no, this country.
Do you plan to legislate bills that would help the, you know, the skills sector? I mean, in other countries, those are higher paid employees, like the plumbers or carpenters. Or do you have any plans for that?
Yeah, I think what we need is a ladderized approach to education. I'm talking about the public schools and then the colleges, yes, but we need a ladderized approach to education. And TESDA, I think, is doing a good job with that, but they need more funds, no? Like if you are, for example, just an example, if you someone is nursing aide, he or she can take some units to become a caregiver, can become a nurse later after 2 or 3 years, and I hope not leave the country, you know. So what I'm saying is additional units can be earned from practicum or practical work. No, we need to institutionalize that in this country. I've been teaching for 20 years in the formal private sector, but not everybody can go to college because of money or even aptitude, no? But we need a more ladderized approach to, like, a carpenter can be a master carpenter, etc. But we need to institutionalize this. TESDA is only one government agency that does it. It needs more money. I believe in that, no? Non-formal education.
Another matter, sir. Do you believe that the display of government officials' names on public projects should be prohibited?
That should be prohibited. But in the reality, like I went to the Ateneo School of Government. We have, last December, 30 of us were chosen. 30 new politicians. We undertook a four-day seminar on leading and winning in the elections. No, that is one way to become known. No, to put your... But that's only done here. No, because in other countries, they don't even put their names and face. And they're so ugly. No, some of them, they have oily faces. No, they put their faces, they're so bloated, no? I think they should be banned if only for a sense of aesthetics, no?
Okay, that would be awesome. Thank you.
magandang gabi, Danton. Si Nonoy Espina.
Hello, Nonoy.
Marami sa makikinig sa podcast na ito ay mga kababayan natin sa iba't-ibang dagat na. Marahil nagtatrabaho doon o doon na naninirahan. Pero marami din sa kanila ang maaari na kayong magbumoto. What can you tell them? What do you have for them? What can you tell them that will make them work for you?
Alam mo, Nonoy, ako, nagtrabaho ako sa Amerika, nagturo ako doon. Tapos papunta ko ng Singapore, nagturo din ako ng English. Singapore tsaka Malaysia. Pag linggo, ang ginagawa ko dati, once noon, unang linggo ko doon, kasama ko yung mga taga-Ateneo, taga-Lasal, taga-UP. Pinag-uusapan nila stock market, golfing, and other boring things. The next week, ang kasama ko yung mga katulong. Kumakain ka, nagisimba kami sa St. John's Church, tapos kumakain kami, tapos kinikwento nila yung mga nangyayari sa kanila. So alam ko mga nangyayari dyan eh. Una-una, kailangan talaga natin ng isang bangko para sa mga overseas workers. Ang dami-daming pera ng OWA, no? I'm not saying anything, wala akong sinasabi, no, kung nasan ang pera na yan. Pero kailangan natin ng bangko na mabibigay unang-una pagbalik ng mga yan. Kailangan, kasi marami yung mga pagbalik ng mga yan, anong nangyayari? Di ba yung appliances? Yung mga hindi naman pasikat, yung mga makikita ng kapitbahay, no? Ang kailangan talaga natin, bangko na magtuturo, magpapautang sa kanila ng a certain amount. Pero yung amount na yan, merong module, may component na hanap buhay. Kumbaga parang soft loans na lang yan, ano? Kasi ang dami yung $12 billion, no? Binigay nila sa atin $12 billion. Yan ang nangyari sa Italy at sa Ireland noon, kaya sila lumulutang because of foreigners. Pero yung dalawang bansa yan, tumutulong sa manggagawa. Tayo, anong ginagawa natin? Kagabi, mimuwi na naman, bangkay na naman siya, no? Nakuryente sa Oman. No, 2 days ago, nalunod. 3 days, araw-araw, may inuuwing almost every week, almost 1,000 Filipinos come home dead, no? Hindi natin alam yun. Bilangin mo yan, no? It's so sad, no? It makes you cry, no? Ang kailangan dyan, bangko para magpautang sa kanila ng livelihood, magbigay ng scholarship sa mga anak nila. Kahit isang bata lang, mapaaral lang kolehiyo, importante yan. Tapos health insurance. Hindi ko alam kung may health insurance yung pamilya nila rito, no? Kasi ang dami-daming naitulong. This country is afloat only because of the overseas workers. Ako, sabi ko nga sa inyo kanina, limang pinsan ko umalis na. I'm the only one left here in this country, no? Lahat ng kamag-anak ko nasa Canada, America, Australia. Sabi nila, ano pang ginagawa mo dyan sa bulok na bayan na yan? I said, well, I came back, baka I can do something. Ang sinasabi ko lang dito, tulungan natin yung mga OFW, kasi yung mga yan, alam mo yung, ang hirap niyan eh, yung malungkot niyan eh. Mabuti na ngayon, meron ng budget calls, internet, etc. Pero ang epekto niya yung social cost, no? Ang daming mga bata ng mga nasa abroad, hindi nakikita yung mga bata. So yung mga bata, may bagong cellphone, maganda yung damit, nag-aaral, pero wala nagbabantay. Binabantayan ng lola, ng lolo, ng auntie, ng uncle, pero iba pa rin yung magulang mo yung nagbabantay sa'yo. So we need to look at the social cost of over his employment. In short, aside from bangko na papautang ng livelihood, ng health program, ng scholarships, kailangan din siguro natin tingnan yung psychological effects. Siguro, counseling, session, modules, on marami yan talagang, marami yung problema sa mga bata. I've talked to the parents, hindi nila kilala yung mga anak nila, and the children resent. May isa pa ako na-interview, no? This gay man, no? Ang gwapo-gwapo niya. His parents were working abroad. He was molested, no? When he was in high school, no? By his relatives, no? So talagang sabi niya, muhing-muhi ako sa magulang ko. Kahit binigyan nila lahat sa akin, sana din lang sila umalis. So, pinapa-counseling namin siya ngayon, no? I think it will help, I hope, no? Pero isa lang yan eh, maraming ganyan, ano? So yung bangko for the economic livelihood, for the scholarships of these children, at saka bantayan ho natin yung mga bata na mga anak ng mga OFW workers natin, kasi there's a lot of psychological problems and social costs involved.
Well, yun nga sinasabi, people are voting with their feet. Either kumakalam na yung tiyan or talagang they've given up on our country. Pero do you think there's a realistic way of arresting the brain drain, bringing them back here?
Alam nyo, hindi naman ho lahat ng, may mga natitira pa rin naman ho rito. Sabi nga ni Nochka Roska, yung writer na kaibigan natin, sabi niya 10 years ago, we don't export the best. Because she lives in New York, no? Marami rin mga tangengot na pumunta sa Amerika, no? Which is good, no? So, may naiiwan tulad natin, narito pa rin tayo, no? Ako, I lived in America, I taught there, bumalik ako dito, no? In 2001. marami pa rin bumabalik rito at nagtutrabaho. Kasi when you go around the Philippines, ang dami, it's a rich and beautiful country. Ang inisip mo lang talaga, mismanagement lang ng economy, ng tsaka swap ang ibang politiko, no? Maybe karamihan ng politiko. That's why the young people are running. No, I'm not an ageist. Hindi yung ako laban sa matatanda, pero maawa naman ho tayo sa Pilipinas. No? So, meron pa rin mga medyo batang kandidato na nag-aral, na merong training, may skills, may aptitude na narito ho para tumulong sa bayan natin. No? Tsaka hindi ho lahat ng politiko marumi yung kamay. No? Meron din naman hong kokonte na matino ko. Yun yung tingnan natin, yung record ng mga politiko. May pag-asa pa tong bayan na to? Otherwise, ma-migrate na lang tayo lahat, no?
So, tingin mo, marami pa naman natitira?
Marami pang matitira kasi yung example, no, yung anak ng mga PhilAm, sa amin sa pamantasan ngayon, yung mga PhilAm, umuwi sila rito, may mga kaibigan ako. Kasi in the US, hindi talaga sila ano eh. Sabi nila, hindi kami kahit na meron kami American accent at maputi kami or mestizo kami, inahanap namin yung sense of country. So they come here to study. Some of them stay here, tumitira na rito, no. Ibig kong sabihin, ang brain drain is not generally a negative thing, no. Kasi pagpunta ron, napapadala naman sila ng pera dito, no. Nakakatulong din sila rito sa mga tao rito, sa pamilya nila at sa bayan natin. Kaya lang in the end, sana bumalik din sila pag meron na silang perang naipon, bumalik sila rito para magturo sila o mag-invest ng business o maybe mag-retire, no. Kasi mahirap maging matanda sa ibang bansa. Ay, para ka lang junk car dyan eh. Nasa home for the aged, no? So, hindi ko naman kinukundin na, kasi kung wala ka talagang pera, kaya nga sabi ng mga tao, Danton, you can stay here because you're Ateneo, blah, blah, blah. Oo, hindi, kaya nga sinasabi ko, hindi ko sinasabing masamang umalis ng Pilipinas. Ang sinasabi ko lang, siguro bumalik rin kayo pagkatapos. Pag meron na kayo naipon na pera, at invest nyo yan. Kasi kailangan natin ng investments in this country. Wala talaga tayong pera. So, kailangan natin ng investments from OFWs.
Nung nag-apply ka for ng candidacy mo, naalala ko yung isang sinabi mo kay Erwin na the Anti-Gloria program is part of your platform.
Ay, oo, nagkamali po yun. Ano yun? Ang aking ganito po yun. Mm-hmm. What I said was, I edited a book called Truth and Consequence, mm-hmm. Poems for POEMS, tula, Poems for the Removal of GMA. Mm-hmm. Ang lumabas sa report ninyo, Truth and Consequence are the points for the ouster of, hindi who, what I'm calling for is maybe later an impeachment.
Mm, yeah.
Hindi who yung ouster na papatanggalin by force,
yeah, exactly,
no?
Yeah, okay. But going by that, will part of your campaign be also helping other anti-Gloria politicians win, like campaigning for them so you get enough numbers later to go to impeachment too?
Kasi ang sinabi ho sa amin, nabasa ko na if you, ang sabi sa amin, if you campaign against Gloria, you will win. But that's only one strategy. Yeah. Ang gusto ko kasi ipakita dito yung positive aspect, like kailangan natin palakasin yung public school system natin. Yeah. Kasi mahina na talaga siya, no? Until the 1950s and 60s, malakas ang public schools natin, ngayon mahina na eh. So kailangan nating palakasin ho 'yan. Like nagtrabaho ako sa Malaysia at Singapore, iba tatanda ho ng mga Singaporeans at Malaysians. They remember in the 70s, they used to come here to study sa AIM, sa UP. Sabi nila, "What happened to your country?" "What happened to your country la?" Ganyan sila, no? Well, I don't know already, maybe because of Marcos, ah. So, yung sagot ko, no? So, parang sayang, nang hinayang sila kay sabi na, "You Filipinos, you're so happy, you're so bright. What happened?" Parang nag-ano nga sila eh, nagsisintir, what sintir, Kastila. Nagtatampo, no? Nagtatampo sila, no? Sentimiento, no? They feel, nagsisintir sila, they feel bad that you were a leading country. What happened to you, no? So, I say, maybe si Marcos, maybe politics, maybe earthquakes, maybe volcanic eruption, no? So, maraming dahilan ho yan. Pero ang sinasabi nga nila palagi, kasi pag may, like, some of you have gone to international conferences and scholarships abroad, sino ang pinakamagaling magsalita dyan? Taga-India at taga-Philippines. No? India, look at India now. India has a GNP of 8% and is galloping economically. Tayo ang tawag sa atin, basket case pa rin. No? Pero hindi na yun dapat mangyari. That's why may mga tatakbuho na mga bagong kandidato para sana makatulong. Kasi hindi naman bagay sa atin ang tawaging basket case.
Kung makakapasok ka na lang sa Senado, inevitable you're gonna have to look at the security situation of the country. What are your thoughts on the military? Is it doing right? Is it...
Ako kasi ang tati ko military officer. I grew up in the military camp, no, base air base Pampanga. Ang isa pang pwede natin gawin dyan is to strengthen the ASEAN military, no? ASEAN military. Kasi pinagawa na naman ng Philippines tsaka Malaysia yung Sabah and, well, Spratly, no? Because of the oil. But there's an ASEAN charter now na, kasama ako sa meeting na, the ASEAN charter should be operative in 6 months. Meron yung pinopropose na security blanket among the ASEAN countries. Kasi pag isa-isa lang tayo, mahina tayo eh. Pag mas marami tayo, pag mas malakas. Number one. Number two, militarily, how much is an F-5 fighter plane? That's $5 million. Marami na hong libro yan na mabibili para sa mga bata. Ilan ba ang ating fighter planes? 5. Yung 3 hindi lumilipad. So, 2 lang ang lumilipad. Ilan sa marine natin? 2. Isa lang umaandar, no? So, balak na lang bumili ng mga gamit na yan. But I think, bakit may mga rebellion at bakit may mga problema? Kasi it all boils down to poverty, eh. I think I may be wrong, no? Hindi naman ideology talaga yung root cause niyan, kundi yung paghihirap ng mga tao. No? Nagsimula pa nung maybe the Hukbalahap movement, no? Kailangan ho nating ayusin yan. So yung military, ang kailangan ho dyan, regional security. Kasi hindi natin kayang bumili ng isang F-5 fighter plane worth $5 million, samantalang walang gatas yung mga bata dun sa refugee center sa Mindanao, no? Hindi sila makabili ng gatas doon kasi ang ating baby's milk imported ho yan, eh. So between a fighter plane worth 5 million and baby's milk for 10 provinces, doon na ako sa 10 provinces. So ang security na hinahabol ko lang ho dito, regional cooperation, ASEAN, kasi meron ng charter, eh. We're duty bound to help each other. Tapos yung US nga, they can come here to build bridges and roads, no? Ayoko, mahirap. America kasi, you know, I mean, with all due respect to the Americans, so they're fair-minded people. Pero yung gobyerno nila, laging miningin kapalit, eh. Yan ang problema, laging, tulad yung si Daniel Smith. Kaya pinaalis para makapagbalikatan, no? Medyo hindi maganda yun, eh.
Do you think we're doing right in the fight against terrorism? Are we doing the right approach? Kung ikaw ang pagpipiliin, paano gagawin?
Ang ginagawa kasi natin sa terrorism ngayon, as I said earlier, yung regional approach, then yung intelligence networks na Singapore has a very good, maybe for right or for wrong, Singapore has a very good intelligence network. So nakikishare Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, the Philippines. These 4 countries have an ongoing exchange of information about intelligence, which led to the capture, of course, with alleged US aid. No, na-capture na yung ibang mga Al-Qaeda. Abu Sayyaf, no? Abu Sayyaf na related daw sa Al-Qaeda, sa Jima, Islamiyah, etc. Again, we need regional cooperation kasi hindi naman ako lumaki sa militar ako. We have very good and intelligent military officers but wala tayong gamit, eh. Wala talaga tayo. So with the help of especially Singapore, no, it's very wealthy. Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, galing yun sa Indonesia, Malaysia, eh. We can maybe help solve these problems, no? Ang ugat din naman yan in the end, gumawa kasi kami ng pelikulang Muslim noon ni Marilo Abaya, Bagong Buwan. I did research there I lived in Mindanao for 2 months. Umikot-ikot ako dyan, eh. Ang mga batang Muslim, kausapin po ninyo, ayaw nilang umalis sa Pilipinas. Ayaw nilang mag-secede sa Philippines. Hinahabol lang nila, at the end, hinahabol nila federalism. Ayaw nila, habi nila, alam mo, dantong Pilipino pa rin kami. Yung mga lolo namin, hiwalay sa Pilipinas. Kami hindi. Hindi kami haalis. Federalism lang dantong. Sana ipaglaban ninyo yan. Kayo maghanda ng security Manila, pero yung economic aspect, kami na mag-alaga ng economic conditions namin. Yun ang hinihiling namin. Federalism, which I think will be good, no, for us later. Kaya kasama yun sa charter change, yung federalism.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Erwin Oliva, I write for the technology section in Comelec. Sir, I'll be asking some lighter questions.
Ay, good.
technology has been changing quickly and you have all these innovations like podcasting. In your campaign, how do you intend to make use of technology to reach out to more of your constituents?
Actually, nangyari nga sa amin, as I said, we form Unladlad because the young people asked me to lead it. Ang sagot ko, okay, pero kayong bala sa technology because I know that in the 2004 elections, technology and media were the kingmakers or the queenmakers as the case may be, no? So, kailangan talaga yung media and technology, especially now, no? Texting was responsible partly for the EDSA 2, no? Revolution. So, ang ginawa namin at write-off, I assigned young people to gumawa kami ng website, may podcast kami ng gay language with another group, no? May blog kami, meron kaming chat groups, may Yahoo groups kami, may e-groups kami, electronic discussion group, no? So we are, I think, among the party list groups, along with Akbayan, kami yung may pinaka-extensive na information drive, especially aimed at young people, no? I mean, young, for the United Nations, young means 18 to 40. So kasama pa kayong lahat. Tayong din. Hindi tayo kasama.
What are your plans to develop, since we're on the topic of technology, the IT industry? I mean, we have these call centers that are sprouting and it's really moving fast. So, if elected, what is your program for this?
Ano dyan eh, yung nangyari nga sa call centers, objectively, I hope I'll be objective. Ang call centers give a lot of employment to our people, no? But ang complaint nga ng mga call center people, if 100 people are interviewed, they can only hire 3 or 4 because of the low level of English language.
Which is your expertise?
Oo, so ang isang pwedeng, so we can even teach some senators English, no? So what we can do is yung side na yon, pwede nating i-improve yung English language training ng mga Filipino. As I said earlier, through updating of the teachers training. Kasi magaling ang mga teacher natin, kaya lang medyo outdated ng iba sa kanila. But, ayoko naman yung sinasabi ng ibang congressmen na huwag na magturo ng Filipino. Puro English na lang. No. Filipino is important as well as English. The more languages one knows, the better. Di ba may study pa nga that shows when you are above 60, the more languages you know, the longer becomes your senility process. Mas matagal kang nauulyanin, no? If you have more languages. So siguro we train more people for English language. Pero ang ano ko talaga technology? Technology should be used for the people. So what I really propose is the senators have 200 million in pork barrel. Why not have a computer in maybe, ideally, a computer in every classroom? But that's impossible. So maybe 5 computers per school, 10 computers per school with internet connections. No? Kasi yung information technology, the computers, the internet give you information but not knowledge. But it gives you information, no? So, kailangan na dyan information. Then, yung mga teachers natin, itatrain natin sila to provide the knowledge. Sila yung tagasala ng knowledge, no? So, parallel track yan, you give them computers, the internet access with firewalls. Ha? Ako, I have 2 adopted children, no? I'm very strict. So, may firewall yan, yung mga computer ng mga batang yan, ano? Walang porn. So, may firewall yan. And then, darahan yung mga teacher naman, natitrain natin, na-update natin para masala yung lumalabas sa internet. Because hindi naman lahat yan knowledge. Eh. That is information. Sometimes overload, no? So, ang akin, technology should always be harnessed for the greater good, which is the public schools, no?
What about the science industry? Because a lot of the scientists are now moving out of this country and some
home. Yes, many
neglected industry.
You know, the scientists and the engineers of this country are leaving. No, 5 of my cousins are engineers, very good engineers. They move. They're earning what, 20,000 here, 30,000. So they move to Canada with free health education for their children. The scientists are also leaving because there is no research here. There's no. Okay, if you're a teacher in UP, you get professor gets 30,000. That's full professor, and you get a research fund of 30,000 per year. What is that? That's only for an assistant, no? So they are leaving the country because of this, no? So I don't know what we can do is maybe strengthen kasi ganito yan, no? Yung sweldo ng mga taga UP teachers, this government eh. What we can do maybe later is like what they did to the judiciary, you free the salary scale of the state colleges from the standard rates, no? So you can offer more higher salaries for them. Number 2, you have to give more money for research. Research means, of course, laboratory equipment, research grants, no? Maybe scholarships, short-term scholarships. We have very good scientists, but medyo outdated na iba sa kanila. Eh. So we really need money for this. So research is always a full-term job. Eh. You need money for that. Eh. You need money for that. And of course, you have to involve industry. The Ayala Corporation and UP have now science projects in Diliman. We need to involve corporations, the top 50 corporations. They should give more money for research. No? Sa America, ginagawa yan. Eh. Dito, kailangan natin i-involve yung mga top 50 industries na yan. Eh, to give more money for scientific research. Otherwise, our scientists will leave. They're going to Singapore. They're going to America.
COMELEC has been trying to automate or modernize its election, and there have been a lot of hiccups. So what are your thoughts on automating these elections and in the future?
You know, there's always a cliche, you know, there's a will, there's a way, you know. I think this election should have been automated in 2001, in 2004, no? But there was a problem with the bidding process, no? And the people responsible for that should have been sent to jail a long time ago, no? There is a situation there, no? Now they said we cannot automate. When can we automate? In 2010? Mm-hmm. I mean, even my 5-year-old adopted daughter knows how to use the computer. Kasi ang sabi nila, the poor people, yung mahihirap, hindi yan marunong ng computer. Hello? Mm-hmm. Ang Filipino magaling magbuti-buting ting eh. If my 5-year-old adopted daughter can play with the computer, I'm sure this 20-year-old peasant can be taught how to use this, no? In 3 minutes, no? Minamaliit natin ang Filipino dahil baka may mga agenda, I do not know, no? So I think it should have been automated this year, no?
This year.
Fully. Kaya lang wala raw pera. So 2010 na naman, no? Ako naman, I think hope should always spring eternal, because in 2010, there'll be a new set of election commissioners, no? So I hope the ones who are right now here looking at this election should leave a legacy, no? Kasi sa totoo lang, ang pera na madaling kitain, ang pinakamahalaga diyan, yung pangalan mo. 20 years from now, what if your grandchildren ask you, "Lolo, lolo, 'di ba nasa COMELEC ka dati? Bakit ganoon? Bakit ganito? Bakit ganyan? Bakit?" How will you answer your grandchildren? What did you do during the elections? No? Did you just sit on your fat dimpled ass and do nothing?
How techie are you? I mean, what kind of gadgets do you use? Do you play games? What websites do you visit? I mean, the games are the computer games.
Naman, of course. I know these games naman. Ano.
Wala ibang games.
No, my nephew, actually, Anvil asked me to write a novel for teenagers. Okay. So for 1 month, 2 months, I was playing all these computer games. No, nakaka-addict pala yan. But the problem there, you know, I have students. One student, Nateneo, he had to drop out. He became an addict to this computer game. Mm-hmm. So he's undergoing psychological therapy now. No, parang naano talaga siya. Yung na vacuum siya ng mga computer games na yun, ano. I read my email every day. Yung may website kami, may blog. I chat with my friend every Sunday, you know. So I like the internet because it's fast, the information. At saka yung inquiry.net nyo, no, mabilis. Like when I was studying in the US, working in the US in 2001 during the election and the EDSA stress, I would wake up at kailan ba alas 12 rito? I would log on at 12:01 PM there, because 12 para yung new edition yung lumalabas na, no. So especially I was watching that, reading the time, and ang mga, the people are now in Santolan, oh my God, we're going to Malacanang, the people are now in Mendiola, oh my God. So I was like, kayo lang ang binabasa ko, no? I was reading the inquiry.net in May 2001, no? I was like watching and praying, I don't know. Because it's a connection.
Mm-hmm. One last question, sir. Most graduates, even from top schools, end up working in call centers, and do you think this is a problem, and would you promote entrepreneurship or support ongoing call for more workers in this industry?
Yeah, you know the problem. Okay, may Ateneo students work in call centers. It's like a way station for 1 year. No? They study abroad on scholarships or their parents' money. Kailan we need more, I'm sorry, because call centers are money makers now for the country, but it's really a dead-end career. No? You just acquire this fake accent, or we'll use that if you migrate. So what we need are more training for entrepreneurial. Kasi tayo, ano, we have this employee mentality. We need to strike out in bold new directions. Like I was watching TV last night, yung merong these young people own corporations, parang technology, yung wow, sabi ko these CEOs are in their 20s, no. We can replicate that. We have many bright young people. They just don't have chances. No, it's so sad. My last story for you is when I met this Malaysian PhD went to us. Sabi niya, you know, Danton, I went to UP yesterday. There was this 24-year-old Filipino PhD in chemistry defending his dissertation in chemistry. Straight English, flawless English, brilliant arguments. You know what he told me? I will have difficulty looking for somebody like that in Malaysia. See? Ganon. So nagulat talaga siya with our English, because our English language facility is there, but our young people should be encouraged to stay here. Because I lived and work abroad. There's money there, but it's so lonely there. No, it's so cold there. No, they always ask you where you learn your English. Yung mga ganyang ek-ek. No, samantalang here your friends are here, your family is here. No, you know the beach is always an hour away. There are so many things in this country. No, but we need really to go out of our maybe middle class concerns. No. To leave our subdivisions because there's so many poor people out there, and these all politicians say this, but I hope all these politicians will also go to the slum areas and see what's happening there, no, and go there alone, not with their bodyguards, no, so they will see how terrible life has become, no, for many of our people.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Danton.
Hello, Sylvia.
I have to introduce myself to the audience. Sylvia Mayuga, editor, Global Nation. But I want to ask a local question first. No? Why are you running as an independent? Why a winner like you with all of your winning ideas? Why didn't you run with GMA? You know, they're like the winning party, or they've got the party. They're the party with resources. Tell me, I mean, you know, like in three sentences or less, you know, why doesn't the winner go with the winner?
You know what happened? I was here, I was in Malaysia in 2002, 2003. I came back in December and I saw her on TV say on Rizal's, the day Rizal was killed, December 30. And in front of the PMA that I will not run for elections. Ako, Silvio, my father was a military officer. Ako, Jose Rizal is one of my personal heroes. Not because he's a hero, but he came back and he died. So to say that you will not run on the day Rizal died in front of these officers and gentlemen, and then you suddenly run, I think there's really something fundamentally wrong there. Tapos yun nga yung alleged cheating during the elections. No, you do not call up somebody in the middle of the counting and this somebody is an elections commissioner. No.
So it's the moral argument. Pero ang record ng stock market ngayon at saka ang record ng peso, yun ang pinangangalandakan ng partido ni GMA. Ano ang perspective mo dyan?
Kasi yung like my friends in the stock market and they're bullish about the economy. Sabi ko naman sa kanila, yeah, but who really plays in the stock market? Kayo-kayo rin lang, no? The upper middle classes and the middle classes. So like I said to some of the people here earlier, I was in a Apelo Cruz in Pasay, yung stock market bullish economy and pagbaba ng peso, hindi naman yan nakakarating doon sa Apelo Cruz sa Pasay eh. Ang sinasabi lang nila sa akin, Danton, sana pag nanalo kayo, bigyan nyo naman kami ng papuntahin yung bahay Kalinga dito, si Mr. Meloto, dali natin, dali ninyo, kasi ang baho-baho ng kapaligiran namin, nakita mo naman, no, buti nga nandito ka ngayon. Kasi I was there for like 2 hours, no? I mean, who among the politicians would stay there for 2 hours, no? Sa lugar na ganon. So, hindi ho nakakarating yung mga improvement na yan sa karamihan ng tao. So, it's just up there, no? Para yan yung panahon ng mga, ano yan, nung Chinese dynasties ng mga emperor, no? Andito lang sila sa courtyard nila, maganda ang buhay nila. Pero pag tinanggal mo yung carpet na maganda, yung carpet na yan, ang ilalim niyan, ang nagdadala ng carpet na yan, yung mga maraming mahihirap. Nakapato yung carpet sa likod ng mahihirap.
Ang ganda, Danton. Yung huli ko, yung pananaw na pangmundo ng kalikasan. Ano ang iniisip mong mga hakbangin? Supposing na you win, no? Swertehin tayo. Tungkol sa environmental protection natin, lalo na sa climate change. Pinag-aralan mo na ba yan o pinapaubaya mo na yan kay Loren?
Yung isa kong importante talaga dyan, ako lumaki ako sa Pampanga, border ng Zambales. No? Kitang-kita ngayon ang pinatubo sa amin. Eh. And then later, I grew up in Antipolo. Kalbong-kalbo talaga yung mga bundok. No? ang lagi nilang sinasabi, meron silang program to plant trees. Pero pagkatapos itanim yung puno, hindi namin naaalagaan. So magtanim tayo na ilang bang Pilipino? 87 million? Let's plant 87 million trees, pero babantayan, number one. Tapos number two, bantayan ho natin, ito totoong salita lang, meron ho tayong mga mayayaman na mga businessmen, yung mga factories, na hanggang ngayon, yung kanila ho mga dumi na sa mga ilog, sa Bataan, sa Pasig, yung mga factory dyan, no? Bantayan ho natin yung mga emissions na yan, at pag yan talaga eh, hindi treated yung water, eh demanda ho natin, at ipakulong ho natin. Kasi what we need is to show political will, kahit yan eh donor sa campaign mo, eh kung sinisira naman niya yung ilog, pupunta yun sa dagat eh, we should do something about that, no? Tapos yun nga hong sa global warming, we should take care of yung iba na lahat ng mga may CFC, no? Lahat ng mga makina, lahat ng mga produkto na may CFC. Tapos palawakin na yung paggamit ng unleaded gasoline. Ang isang maganda dyan, yung parang you encourage them, you give them incentives, eh. You bigyan na incentives. Yung gumagamit ng unleaded medicine. Tapos yung tinatakbo nga nung isang kandidato, yung biofuels. Pero ang maganda sa biofuels, hindi lang naman mais dapat siya, no? Kasi tinatakbo mo nga, kasi meron ka itahektare ang mais, may problema yan, ano? Biofuels should, ano yan, mga 20 products, 20, ano yan, 20, 20 tanimang pinanggagalingan yan. Bakit may push ang isa lang, no? So we should use all these various sources of energy. Yung wind, no? Yung sun, ang dami-dami. Geothermal, no? Waterfalls, this is a blessed country. Ang dami-dami natin pwedeng gamitin. Like yung sa si Bongbong sa North, meron na siyang mga ano, mga windmills. Ah, sige Bongbong, mag-windmill.
Windmills of his mind.
Oo nga, no? Pero may picture naman. Ah, no? Baka naman umaandar naman. Oo, parang may nagawa naman ng Marcoses, no?
Sige, salamat Danton.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Election 2007 podcast of Inquirer.net. No part of this podcast may be reproduced without the written consent of Inquirer.net. For more information, comments, or suggestions, you can email us at election2007podcast@inquirer.net. That's ELEKSYON2007podcast@inquirer.net. Produced by Creative Voices Productions. All rights reserved 2007.